write my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your TerraMax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle to SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson, bleed today.
And I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Right way. Propaganda.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this TerraMax out. You're going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the TerraMax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to Radio Hate. Are you mad at me? Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated. And as they are the show's primary sponsor, the one and only, with the exception of maybe tonight, and we'll get into that, I am obligated to read the material that was just handed over to me. It says here on this card, this is from Liebel Droker. It says, "We don't give a flying fuck what you think about us. We're just going to keep producing the product." Okay. That's a little aggressive. I don't know where that's coming from. Is that in reaction to something? Incidentally, that product is the subject of tonight's episode, Chronicle Trigger. The hotly anticipated Internet Chronicle role-playing game is now available. You can play the game demo at chronicle.su. Test it out, go fuck yourself, and what, you can't follow a link? It's at the top of the page. Okay, now look, I'm losing my fucking mind, okay, because ordinarily I write a script, but it says here in my script, we forget ourselves, we lose our fucking minds, guess what, okay, we lose ourselves, we lose our goddamn minds. Do you understand we're losing it? That's the script for tonight. That's what was... And it says here, I'm JK Na. I'm just playing This Is Hate Radio. Am I clear? Do you fucking hear me? Can you hear me? So anyway, I was at the bar last night, and this fucking artist comes up to me, talking real loud about how easy his life is, how he's got all this money and a big empty studio apartment saved for his art, and he's like moving away. "You're just gonna get rid of my furniture." Didn't ask. Didn't want to know anything about this guy's life. And he's moving out. It's full of these. "Yeah, this is big stuff, you know. I'll just give it to you if you just wanna." And like, at this point, I just had to ignore him because he just wouldn't quit. I mean, what's up with that? People are. So anyway, speaking of people just, like, pawning their free shit on you, tonight's episode is about Chronicle Trigger, and Kilgore has just completed his first playthrough of the game. We're going to bring him on and congratulate him in just a second, but ahead of that, oh yeah, I wanted to thank Axis Flip for the game sponsorship and helping make it happen so that I could just fuck off and develop a game all summer. That was pretty cool. Glad you're feeling better. Got that glass out of your foot. That's not a figure of speech. So, let's see. Oh, yeah, my cat died. Angel went back to heaven, where she belongs. That's where she came from, so she's back there now. She sure as hell not in any kind of a metaverse or something. Cat was cool. The game and tonight's episode are dedicated to Angel, the cat, who's back in heaven now. Rest in peace, sweet Angel. Your miserable little life is now over. I wish it was her fucking abuser that died. If you abuse animals, you're a sick motherfucker. And you don't even like deserve recognition as a person. Like, you should be what an animal is. If you treat animals like that, like, you should get demoted and you just have to be animal status now until something changes with you. Okay. And it says here in Bill's notes, I just let my cat out, but maybe I shouldn't have. We got cat stories about living and dead on tonight's Hey Radio, but we're not going to talk so much about that. We're going to talk about the game. And let's just bring Bill on right now. Give me just a second to get everything set up, and we're going to have a real good time. Hey, Bill. Oh, where is he?
I'm going to start with the story about my cat, man, but you already read out my lead. You already read it out. You read it out word for word. I just let my cat out. Maybe I shouldn't have.
I didn't mean to blow up your spot there.
That's okay. I rewrote it. I got a new one. Former President Trump is beefing with Taylor Swift. We're up on the news of the moment.
Let me read it for you.
He's getting shot at. He's concerned about cats being eaten.
Oh, yeah.
Even his supporters are eating cats. That's what we got to worry about.
Oh, that's right. I should have mentioned all of this. Bill has been working on a fucking... Maybe I shouldn't say too much, but Bill's got a fucking live one on the line.
If you're going to kill it, you should eat it. That's what Rel Gumpson said as she was standing over old Yeller. Now she wears him on her belt. She uses everything. No waste. This is the real America. But she's a... You would think that these granola types would not be Trump supporters, but the more whacked out they are, the more likely they're to go with Trump, right?
Yeah, there was kind of a flip where they went from being like, just like little old leftist ladies to anything goes type of trash bitches. There's a difference between you know, liberal living and then just like being a fucking trash monster.
Yeah, well, she don't waste nothing, I'll tell you that. And living out of the trash, that's a thing that she does, is the, what you call it, freeganism or dumpster diving. You're eating everything out of the trash just to cut back on the society's waste.
My friend has a roommate who is a dumpster diver, and she says her place just smells like garbage all the time. He brings,
does it?
They brings in like fucking just mountains of rotten food and puts it in the fridge, and you open your refrigerator and, oh, what is that, rotting garbage? That's nice. You brought that in? Did you get that at City Fresh Market?
If they did this on Seinfeld, that would be Kramer's job, right? He would be the one bringing in the trash, and he'd go for it.
People are just throwing the stuff out.
But you wouldn't buy it, though, because it's too stupid, right? It's just too stupid. I couldn't imagine them making a Seinfeld like that.
He would get into it, like, and like clean it out. Like, there is one episode, actually, where he pulls out the muffins. They're like some old muffins. Have you seen this one? And they're like, well, what about the muffin tops? They just take the muffin tops off, so all he's got is these muffin husks. The bottoms that nobody likes. And he's like, well, they were like, well, don't they pick through them and get the good ones that don't have mold and stuff? And Kramer's like, yeah, they pick.
All right, so we've all seen that. We've all seen that episode of Seinfeld. We all know about the cat-eating hippies voting for Trump. That's
a real thing.
Just filtering.
That's
people
a real thing,
though.
People
that.
Should understand that they this is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Cat lady
but,
eating cats is a
you
real
know what else
person.
Is a real thing. You want to know what's a real thing, though? I've been playing a lot of the old Chronicle Trigger, and I'm currently in a dungeon taken over by Elon Musk, firing my dragon off at a surveillance drone, dosing up on Terramax, feeling my health point surging. It isn't an average Sunday night. This is the Chronicle Trigger demo, man. You got to try it. If you get that Chronicle Trigger, it does some crazy shit. You won't believe it. Reality breaking glitches. You'll be walking through walls and stuff, no clip. And I was just introduced by Hatesec, but I need to introduce him, right? He's the creator of Chronicle Trigger, that game you all have been playing in your browser. And we're just introducing ourselves in a circle. You want to introduce me again as the guy who's interviewed? I play the game, though. It's a retro blast from the past, which will have you on your knees begging for one more shot of Terramax. Am I selling this well enough? It's good.
Hey, kids.
I played this game.
How would you like to play the Internet Chronicle on your home computer?
I'm the first person to beat this demo, supposedly. Don't know if it's true.
Stupid Demon Baby said that they beat it, but I don't know if they ever got past. They thought they beat it. They just met Raleigh Sakers. Raleigh's in the game. Dr. Troubadour's in the game. Fucking we're in the
Those
game.
Those are the two characters you'll recognize. There are some others, too, here and there.
King Cobra's in the game.
I don't think that part. I got to the end before that part, I think. Now, the demo hasn't. Completely isn't going to take you the whole way, I don't think.
No, the demo will take you up to the end of the first dungeon. You you get to the end of Twitter, and you can maybe guess who the boss is. And
yeah, it's Elon Musk. Now, to make it through the first dungeon, I couldn't. I was having trouble with that. That first battle was going on and on and on for me.
Those fucking dudes, yeah.
I just kept taking Terramax again and again and again. I had faith in the Terramax. Like, that was my one thing that I thought would get me through, and I did pull through. So I'm immediately I was like, man, this combat system is all right if I'm just like spamming Terramax to beat this really hard first boss. Like, I felt like that was the hardest fight of all, was that first fight.
Yet the tutorial fight will just as kicked other people's asses, and that's how I found out that the game had it puts you in a fuck you loop where it like deletes your save if you lose that, and I had to fix that.
Oh, really? That's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, we used to talk about making this game for a long time, didn't we? And even Aster was in on it. She settled on using Deku Mud. Now, that's a over 30-year-old game engine. Strong engine, reliable. They don't make them like they used to. It's amazing what Hatesack has done with this engine. Like, he's broken it in just right, and ooh, it runs nice.
And it's such a pleasure to use. The RPG Maker engine is so nice to use that, like, even when I'm not making a game, sometimes I just want to be in there playing with it and using it.
And my favorite part of the whole game was the goblins. And every time there was goblins and I fought goblins, I felt really good. Like, those were my favorite to fight of all of them. The goblins just had this mean little look on them, and they would run around kicking each other, and they had this whole language, man. Like, I wanted to find the goblins, like, main city, dude. I love those goblins.
Yeah, they're nasty.
I'm not just saying that either. They have their own internet. I got on the goblin internet.
And there's goblin
inside
Twitter.
The game.
There's goblin forums, goblin porn.
Mm-hmm.
It's goblin dicks. I mean, we're goblin. And it's there's Twitter trolls. And this is all just the first dungeon. The next one, basically the final one, because the shit takes 1,000 hours to make, is you're in the main city, and we got to go in and kill the fucking like the final boss of the Chronicle. And I guess we shouldn't talk about who that is because she likes to sue people.
Yeah, well, we can talk about
the city.
That.
The city is magnificent.
I was thinking about Sue Brasco, Sue Nebraska, the other day.
I think about her all the time.
And she reminded me. I saw a photo of Noel, the owner of Kiwi Farm's mother, and you know what? She might be Sue Brasco. Could happen.
She's got the fucking Midwestern I want to talk to the manager haircut. And
yeah, pull her up, Jamie. Pull her up, Jamie. Let's see.
Here's what
compare
she looks
side
like
by side.
Hiding behind a laptop at a Starbucks.
I still didn't believe that she was real.
That woman
maybe even
was not
to this
really
day
sued.
I don't believe that. I have heard people have even been like, no, like Asher was like, no, I met someone who met her, she's for real. Saw her at an event or whatever. She's for real.
Oh, but for a moment you doubted if that's even a person. Sometimes I would too.
I still do. And the robotic call and the emails do not add up to a real person.
No, it's and even if she is a real person, she's not a complete person. She's not a whole person.
I just thought she was some joke. Someone's pulling on me, you know. That's not that she's like dehumanized, but so no one misunderstands. But
in the game, she is a shrew.
Oh,
not to dehumanize her, but she is a shrew.
Yeah,
that
animal.
Controls the weather.
Is she really though?
Yes.
Like furry style, half rat.
Well, no. It's just a name, just a moniker. She's sort of witch-like. Like a wannabe. Now, you know what she looks like? Is she's always dressed for autumn. She's got the fucking, the stupid vest over the regular shirt and khakis because she's a lawyer. I think we're giving too much away.
Well, let's give some more away. What's the Chronicle trigger? What does that even do?
Oh, well, let's not talk about
that.
No, let's not talk about
that. I do want to know.
We'll have to. We'll talk about it off air.
The power of a Chronicle trigger and just hearing about it, like I want it and I want to like take it and make sure no one else gets a hold of it. It's like atomic weapon, right? Type of power.
Well, there is
Chronicle trigger
in the game. I don't know if you discovered it. There's a secret weapon. It's a certain kind of gun that that you can point it at an embassy, and you can point it at what's that girl's name that came on the show? Troll Cow.
Yeah, the Havana Syndrome gun.
Oh,
I equipped that immediately. As soon as I found it, I equipped that, and your character was just shooting off. And I'm glad that I got to Dragunov. I would also like an SKS. A lot of these guns, you know, I love the choice of guns. And the fact we're using guns, that kicks ass. I also would want a single shot. You know those revolvers or even break barrels where you just put a fucking rifle in it and it's a pistol?
Yeah.
That should be like your ultimate gun, maybe.
Yeah, something
or a fucking the biggest revolver you can, unimaginably big revolver that takes rifle rounds.
Yeah, if you don't count the ray gun, it's the 44 Magnum, but you're right, there should be something above that's beyond pistol. Something that is just fucking nasty like that. Like a marksman.
Never shot a
pistol.
Rifle caliber pistol?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't think I could do it. I'd have to hold it with two hands like a great big dick.
Oh, it's not that. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad on recoil. Not nearly as bad as like a 12 gauge. Not nearly. You know, it's more than a regular pistol, but you use two hands, right?
Like a great big dick. Grabbing it with both hands and just pissing a big old bullet out of it.
If that's what you're thinking of right now, I was more thinking of like that scene in that documentary with Johnny Depp and Hunter Thompson, and they just get the biggest pistols money can buy and just start shooting them off. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
more
they've
like...
got they like come in the mail or something, and mm-hmm. they've got these mm-hmm. like scopes on what looks like a Magnum.
That's right.
And I think there's like it's Police Academy or one of those movies. They shoot that gun because it's so ridiculous and over the top.
Yeah, the Dirty Harry style shit. You've already got that, though. There's a lot of powerful moves in the game, not just powerful weapons. We're talking limit breakers, like the low-orbit ion cannon.
That's a motherfucker, and my favorite is Dr. Troubadour's chemical cocktail. Did you get an opportunity to try the chemical cocktail?
I don't know if I even unlocked it or ever got to it. He was so busy, like, healing everybody constantly that... sometimes he didn't get to do the other stuff.
You give that motherfucker a chemical cocktail, and he has all these visions, like a flash of like 30 fucking Chronicle stories that he's appeared in, of just awful things that he's gotten into. And I think at one point you see the cheetah from Cheetah Mogul.
Oh, Cheetah Mogul.
And you hear the cheetah.
Everybody will understand that one.
And Dr. Troubadour,
really, the cheetah sound effect?
Dr. Okay. Troubadour hears the cheetah.
You know, I feel like I missed out on that.
I should I got to finish the rest of the game, and you'll have an opportunity to spam that fucking thing, because he takes all the drugs at his disposal at the same time and goes beast mode. Which is just.
See, I was a real fan of his acid attack. I might have used up all his points with acid attacks.
That's a good one. You like to bleed him with scalpel and then throw acid in it for a damage multiplier.
Oh, does that really work?
Yep, gets the acid in that open cut while they're bleeding. That's how you knock out those men going their own way.
I don't think I ever ran. Oh no, those were the guys in the those were the first fat battle, right?
Did you hear that sound?
I cut them up, threw acid on them.
Because it takes a long time, even if you do it that way, but that's the only way to, like, shorten it. What the fuck was that sound? Did you hear it?
Well, for the listeners, I didn't hear anything.
It was like, do-do-do-do-do.
I mean...
Maybe we can clip it, and then you can hear it.
If you really want me to hear it, is it that important?
I wonder what it was. It sounded like somebody doing something with the channel or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, they're changing the channel.
Changing the channels. Well, let's change the channel on this fucking interview, because while the listeners were gooning their micros, I was out here making a fucking video game, trying to make Mama proud. And these pieces of shit, what are they doing? Listening to the podcast? About the game?
Yeah, we're telling them all its features, right?
Like, fuck them.
Do this and that.
Why
and
should they even get to hear it? Why should they get to know?
I mean, I feel like we're kind of dragging them through a fucking advertisement here. But if you like our podcast, if you really like Read Chronicle, it's pretty cool. And you can play it in your browser. You don't have to download anything, and you just scroll around. And I don't know if you ever played RPG games. This one's kind of tough, but it's short at least.
It's a short little demo that'll give you an idea of what it's like, and we might not even charge for the full game. I just want to finish it and get it out. I don't care if people buy it or fucking donate or suck me off, you know? Buy King Cobra a fucking bottle of liquor or send it to Jessica Boyle. This is like the Jessica Messica stream. I mean,
let's catch up with them. We talked with Jessica Messica last week, and since then, or 2 weeks ago, since then,
hold on,
the news
Bill.
Has gone around to
I want to talk about them, but I also want to talk about this fucking lady that eats cats and dogs and is on about Trump. But let's go back to Jessica Messica.
Yeah, I was just catching people up with what they heard last time. That Jessica Messica's story got through eventually to Cobra, and he heard through the grapevine that basically Jessica Boyle is a troll, right? His girlfriend is a troll the whole time.
And she looks like one.
He's now cut her off so much that he's not even responding to her baiting him with... she's trying to sell their sex tape right now for $2,000.
Nobody wants to see that, dude. Nobody.
And they can get it. Well, she has a cam page too. But long story short, she's doing it on. I mean, this is a. She's just trying to get his attention with the most desperate tactics, and it's not working. He's just completely put her on block, blinders. Not mentioning her. He's just going about his day enjoying himself.
Sometimes he does mention her and trashes her.
That might... Well, she's back to streaming, too.
Yeah.
Because that's her last hope to get his attention.
It's all she's got, dude. Streaming. And that was probably the height of that woman's life. Like, she's never going to do anything better.
Well, here... I don't believe that, because I believe she is such a outlandish character in and of herself that, like, I watch her with more excitement and attention than I ever did Cobra, and I'm totally there for it, and and she is just this character like you'll never see anywhere else, man. I do not believe that this is the end of her, the last of her, that she is defined by Cobra in any way. And they've been doing podcasts where it's, please let it end. Let this be the end. Please. I hope this is the finale.
Who wants it to be over?
Well, no, it's not. And it's going to go on.
No, who wants it to be over?
What's the big reaction podcast that does Cobra? It's the, Seizure Robot 5000.
Oh, I don't like that shit. Is that the guy that does like 5 hour videos where he just sits and watches it?
Well, there's two or three guys and they make funny voices and they, just chit chat about what they do and don't like about Cobra. in his show.
Do they ever bring up the fact that he skinned a sex doll? That he took its face off?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's we brought that up too. That's often brought up, but never brought up by
Glenn Beck.
Naked and Laughing. Never. I listened to Glenn Beck briefly today, talking about the shooting of the president at the time.
Oh yeah, they shot at the fucking right now, president.
Even right now, the details on that are not. We can't say that he shot at that the president was shot at. From one story I heard, is that he wasn't shot at all, and only the suspect was shot at. So shots fired in the vicinity of Trump is not shots fired at Trump, etc. Although that was spread immediately. The thing that Glenn Beck was doing is like, they're not saying it. They're not saying what we know just happened, and they don't actually know what just happened.
They just They've just already got their little theories.
But that's it seems to like. I mean,
did you have anything to do with it?
Never as good as the original, right?
This
is not Empire Strikes Back of the shooting of the first shooting.
This
sequel is, this is like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, assassination attempt 2.
There's that guy that's out now, and he plays shows, and he's like a shitty musician, and he shot Reagan, I think, because he thought he might get a blowjob. What was that fucker's name?
I don't know his name.
He should be,
I know who you're talking about.
Well, we gotta fucking find him, because he would be a perfect, like, expert on the subject. Every time there's a shooting near the president, they should go to this guy, like the way you go to Jesse Jackson. Like, anytime there's a story about black people, you go to Al Sharpton. This should be the guy about fucking shooting at presidents. A Winkler or what the fuck? Hinckley. John Hinckley.
Yeah, Hinckley. And he'd be like, well, his angle was a bit off and his choice of firearm wasn't appropriate for the range. But he still could have done it if he'd really wanted to. And then they're like, on to the news at 11. And, you know,
in the absence of a book depository building, you can always find a grassy knoll. You know, he probably wishes that he had a fucking book depository building when he went to shoot Reagan. And everybody is like, oh, you should have killed Reagan.
because
Reagan got shot. People,
When he got shot, that's when he was like, let's get rid of all these mental hospitals. I want him out on the street.
Yeah, it was retribution for getting shot by a crazy person. He was like, I want all you fucking out. You have lived for free for too long. Everybody get the fuck out and go be crazy in the street and stab people in the subways and stuff. That's where we need you. That's where America wants you. Anyway, this is exactly the kind of person.
Be a president who people hate so much, right?
I don't think so.
He's probably like, everybody hates me.
Dude, he shits in golden toilets. He's fine. He doesn't. People can shoot guns around him. It probably adds to the mystique. It's part of his image now as like a mobster type of guy that it's, hey, guns go off around me, you know? I'm a fucking asshole.
You know what I heard, dude? They have this thing called a speed cart, okay? And it's completely bulletproof. This bulletproof fucking, like, box. First, once shots are fired, they all jump on Trump, cover his body with theirs. They roll up the speed cart, put him in this bulletproof fucking box, and roll him back off of the course. That's the end of golf for the day.
They say, hey, buddy, we got your box. They're shooting guns. You got to come in the box. Do you hear that? That's guns.
Really got his ear? You think they got his ear? You're hearing things, man. I hear nothing.
You,
things.
What do you mean hearing things? Got your ear.
You said you hear that?
Well, I did hear something. Why are you bringing it up now? Am I schizophrenic? Why are you talking about the shit I heard? Why are I didn't hear anything. I didn't even say I heard anything. I think you're Donald Trump, and there's something there's something going by your ear.
Oh yeah.
I think
it's probably just a a 9mm. Nothing to worry about.
When that fucking bullet hit his ear, he just like, eh, something got my ear, and like, eh, I'm getting shot at. He finally got down, but it took him a minute to be like, what's the big idea? Like, I think somebody else died before he figured I better get down. And he came back up.
You know,
all
he hears that
heroic.
Shit now, and he's down. He's down instantly.
That a mosquito hit, buzzing fast. Him, and he fucking freaks. Just a little, mosquito in the air,
dude. That's when something traumatic happens to you like that, dude. It stays with you for a long time.
I think it explains the no energy because, you know. I could see an attempt on your life fucking sucking the energy out of you. And you're supposed to be a leader. And you're not fucking Che Guevara. You're Donald Trump. Your whole thing is that you have soft hands and you leave early. You can't be having people shoot at you.
I have no idea what's going through his mind. But I'll tell you that...
It's not a bullet.
He starts hearing gunshots and starts, you know... They jump on him again, he's reliving that fucking moment, you know. It ain't good to relive that one like that, you know.
He's like, oh, they're hugging me again.
This is like if he was weird and changed, and like for a moment there he was like weirdly happy and spiritual about it, and then he got I think pretty weird, you know.
Yeah,
I think he won't. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts giving speeches from a polycarbonate bulletproof box. You know?
He should just like appear on a screen on big projectors in front of places. Why should he be in person to campaign? He should be in a bunker hiding. No flies going around like the Breaking Bad fly, and his ears will be fine, and then he can really lead. From behind.
Dude, he loves his rallies. And he, like, that's where he outperforms most other candidates. Just, you know, to be fair. He puts on a bigger, more rock and roll type of show that people want to go to. And these Trump people they love it, right? But he hasn't really been doing that since. And, he's got jealousy because when Kamala suddenly broke everybody's fucking, negativity about Biden and the Democrat Party in general, she busted that up and everybody showed up just so happy, right? And she had these big crowds at first and that they were saying was fake. That, like, took the wind out of his sails even more, I think.
He's on a kind of a spiral. Like, you start to fail a little bit, and now he's slipping and falling off.
Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to be like, I think this is, there is not the same jubilation and celebration among conservatives and MAGA people now.
It's dark,
that
man.
That there was with the first assassination. They loved it.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to win this no matter what now. And for like a few days, they were, you know, just, you know, they were just, and it was over, right? They'd already won.
I don't think people give a shit about this because it was just in the vicinity, some guns going off.
Now they're just like, what is going to happen? Oh my God. They're at a loss for words, basically, you know.
Donald Trump, did he tweet that he hates Taylor Swift?
That's what he tweeted this morning. He hates Taylor Swift.
What the
Why
fuck?
Would you say something like that? Who got her... I mean, like, who is on his account saying, yeah, say that.
And dogs and cats.
People are saying Laura Loomer is not only whispering in his ear, but actually sucking him off.
Are there any similarities between Laura Loomer and Mel Gibson or whatever the fuck her name is, Rel, cult leader that wants to eat cats and dogs?
Rel Gumson?
Yeah, Rel Gibson.
Laura Loomer and Rel Gumson? Yeah, they're both social media personalities who are pro-Trump, and past that, I don't think too much.
Don't they both have age on their side and...
They're like, similar age, yeah. They are similar age.
They both have OnlyFans. Jofi's wife, my cousin's wife, had a fucking OnlyFans, and she was so goddamn ugly and gross that nobody bought it, and she had to close it.
She should have been more ugly. That was not ugly enough.
Or fat enough. Like, if you get... She should have been eating and, like, playing into foot fetishes and stuff. But,
Now, you're not going to turn this into a girl world show, because that is just a fucking miserable place to be.
I don't know what that means, but I feel like Rel Gibson would know, and it's probably something she would watch while she's eating a dinner of cats and dogs.
Rel Gumpson would not know anything about it, but she does know about, like, homesteading TikTok type of bullshit. Intentional communities, you know, aka cults, also known as like communes, right?
When people say that I want you to love with intention, it's like, I'm already loving you. Is that not the intention enough?
Wait, hold on. Let's do that as a topic. Tell me more about this.
Well, intention. It's
who said that to you, or what? What was that all about?
You see it on, I'm not on dating sites right now, but you see it on them in New York. It's like every other one is like dating with intention. It's like intention to do what? Like, that's like committing a crime, like with intention.
They probably want a nice energy and a vibe too. Is that the next sentence?
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Or is this a hippie woo-woo type of thing you're talking about?
I think it's a live, laugh, love type of thing that you have on your wall. Do everything with intention.
Now, break that down for me. We got
the cults, and when you love with intention with a cult, it's like, well, the intention is to further reinforce your dependency on a cult, right? That's a Rel Gibson intention. And
Gumson.
And when you Gumson. Well, the audience knows, which is yeah. they're already, you know, does she have a fucking Kiwi Farms?
Kiwi Farms? I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure. I haven't seen it.
Interesting. I'd like to know the dirt on this lady, because she eats cats and dogs for real, and she's all about Trump. So I wonder if she feels betrayed when the president is like talking about eating cats and dogs as a bad thing. Like, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
I eat cats and dogs.
She says something bad is going on.
Yeah, they're after the cats and the dogs.
And she's like, everyone's after me for eating cats and dogs now again. That's what she says. And she's like, but something really is going on, but I'm not eating them like that. She's eating them.
She's still eating them?
In a humane way.
It is.
As a way to respect them or something, right?
Like, it was a hard time for Karens about 4 years ago. Now it's a hard time for the people who eat cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a funny joke about the Trump thing. They said that when Trump said that little kids get sent off to school so that they can get sex change operations, they said that was so crazy I spit out my dog. But this lady, she eats cats and dogs. Trump's out there, shouldn't eat cats and dogs. She loves this man. She's trying to make a cult, and eating cats and dogs is her whole shtick. That's her gimmick. And it's under fire.
Well, she actually announced her intention to recreate the cult the right way this time, because the other one sold out to Netflix, and they're doing a reality show now at her former cult.
So it blew up the spot, and now she's got to make a new one. Cult of the intention.
Yeah, the whole cat eating thing, I think, got her kicked out because she kept being provocative to like promote them, and it was too successful, and
look what they've happened. So they had to get rid of her.
So is this why you wrote that note at the beginning of your notes? I let my cat out. I shouldn't have done that.
That was the lead into the joke about her.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Why you're worried about your cat. Where does she live?
Why I wanted to read that line. my cat. Where does my cat live?
No, where does Rel Gumpson?
Rel Gumpson is in Lafayette.
What a stupid fucking name.
Same place as where the Colt still is. And it's, I would say, a half hour to the east or something, northeast. It's somewhere near Nashville. So it's West Tennessee, okay. Central Tennessee, really.
Not a good place. Once you're outside of Nashville, it feels like you're on some kind of like a blast plane where just tornadoes will dress it down every so often.
Yeah, they were able to afford the land. Cheap.
Gumpson is such a hick name. Rail Gumpson. Come and join my fucking cult. We eat cats and dogs, and we love Donald Trump.
Her real name probably is closer to Gibson. I think that's a fake name because she's definitely from the Northeast and has come down here as part of her journey. I think I was looking through her Facebook and trying to piece together her story so we can do the catty dink Trump person expose or whatever, and she's like one of her earliest posts I found, she's gets a DUI, loses her job from smoking weed, just wants to be free of all that shit, goes south, gets mixed up in drugs and alcohol, and goes through rehab, and is now reformed, and ends up at this TikTok cult, also known as The Garden, I think. Yeah, The Garden. And there, she and the other people there start promoting it on TikTok, and they do these videos about eating cats, right? Goes mega viral. They have people showing up every day hungry for cat meat. And eventually it gets too big and she gets blamed for their trouble.
This is true that they needed that many cats. True. They couldn't meet the demand for the cats.
No, that's not true. That's not true. But that was their big viral moment where they were getting more people in every day than ever, was this cat eating thing. And they defended it saying, we're just, you know, if we have to shoot it because it's killing our chickens, we should eat it, right? Otherwise, we're just wasting its meat. And also, I even saved its pelt and made a skirt out of it. And she's wearing it around, right?
People make fun of Chinese restaurants for doing this. And then you got these fucking white people out here really killing cats. And
well, the story is Haitians. They're talking about Haitians now. Haitian immigrants.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're stealing the cats and stuff. Now, is there competition between the Haitians and the fucking the cat people out here in Tennessee?
No, it turned out all the cat eating was being done by citizens. And in this case, apparently Trump supporters. So he's like, not only is anybody who also likes Taylor Swift and Trump now kind of like, who do I choose, Taylor or do I choose to be a Swiftie or a MAGA? You know, now they got to choose between their cat on their barbecue and voting for Trump. You know, it's caused her a lot of grief. People are calling her up all times a day. Why you got to be eating cats? Didn't you see this is what Haitians do and we hate them?
Yeah, it's anti-American.
Cool.
If you eat cats
now
and dogs,
she won't do it anymore. Maybe
now here's the thing about the cats and dogs is we're talking about a lot of cats, but what's going on with the dogs? Is she not eating them too?
I think she didn't eat dogs too, and had her own dog skin. She brought a dog with her to the cult.
Dude, you do not want to be an animal.
She made it into part of her. She made it into her skirt too.
It's a
cult. Wore it every day.
What a fucking trap of a cult! That if you're an animal and you get trapped in this cult. Like, you just become, like, dinner. You don't get to hang out and eat with the people. You are the dinner.
Yeah, that is true. It's they feel like they're wasting their pets by letting them, you know, be varied, I guess. Is that?
It's such an old...
They would decompose, and they could grow them into plants and have a nice, socially acceptable, waste-free dog out, you know, instead of wearing it. It's kind of grim, right? It's super grim.
Well, you know, that part of Tennessee, it does feel like John Steinbeck wrote it. So it gets in your mind like, well, we've got to eat roadkill and stuff. But you don't. There's still Food Town out there. There's Food City. You can go out and get a goddamn thing that's already wrapped, a sandwich for $4.99. You don't have to skid and eat cats, dude. It's not like you only see a person every 6 weeks and, oh my God, a car is driving through here? What's all the commotion? No, you get in your own car because she's got a car. I'm sure she could just go and drive and don't have to eat cats and dogs. If I was trying to start a weird cult where I'm at the center of it and people came up to me like, I can eat a cat, I'd be like, no, I'm good, dude. Thank you. We don't have to eat cats here. We're going to go to Kroger's later. They've got cats there.
Listen, this cat was getting into their chicken eggs, okay? They shot him, felt guilty, and then they ate it. Right?
Yeah, okay, but where do the emotions go when you're cutting the fucking fur off of this thing and making a pelt out of it? Like, you're still looking at it like, I killed a cat. Maybe I'm not the best fucking person here. But I'm going to feel better because I ate it. I would just feel worse because I'm still looking at the animal. And now I'm dressing it out on a little one of those grills that you have to squat down to use because it's like half the size of a normal one.
Let me pull up some of her tweets. What was she saying earlier today? Or her Facebook post, actually. I'll read it word for word.
Stupid demon babies here in the chat. Oh, you've already got it pulled up?
Yeah. People seem to forget. When I was at the garden and I did that TikTok promotion, there was people coming from all over the world to donate stuff and help us. We had 30 people arrive in just one day. They crushed my dreams and stole my stage just so they could produce some lousy show about how culty they really are. And I've had to rebuild all my gardens and rebuild my following online, but I will do it again. I will draw in my crowd. I don't need those scammy assholes anyways. They're cramping my style. And in the picture, it's not her. It's her dog laying with her neck outstretched like she's about to butcher it.
Okay. Is the animal...
Gonna do it again.
It's dead?
No, it's not dead. But when it does die, you can know what she's going to do with it. Nothing goes to waste.
Nothing goes to waste. But that's our family dog. We love that animal. Now you love it. You're not gonna waste it. You love it, and you're gonna waste it. Like, yeah, we're good, dude. Thanks. Don't need to eat the cats and the dogs.
Here's some more. The town I live in doesn't like art. They have no interest in it. I've collected and created the most badass art to ever exist, and I've been open over 6 months now. I've only had maybe 10 people come and see it. It's free, no entry charge. I'm getting annoyed that people legit think I'm trying to sell sex when I'm just selling vegetables. Like, I get it, I'm sexy, but like, it's just a photo of me eating a goddamn melon.
You know what I just did? I accidentally fucking banned the wrong person. Back from the chat.
You just banned.
Okay. There we go. This shit is fascinating about this bitch that eats animals. And what do you take away from all this tweeting? Is it sincere or is it just putting on an act, do you think?
Not well. Dude, that's not the right question. If that is the question, you can't answer that. And the best answer is yes, both. And that's like the key to this kind of performance art where they're trying to freak you out and have it both ways, you know?
they're just, yeah, they're doing one thing and kind of like blanket pretending to do another.
She's saying, I mean, it's the same scenario. Something seriously wrong is happening, but everyone's freaking out about the time I ate a cat. That's what she wrote.
So it was only one time. That's like an Ozzy move. So, Ozzy bit the head off of one bat.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't think it's really... I don't know if it's true.
However, she does seem to cling to it as some kind of a fucking principle. And that's the weird part.
Right. Most people would be like, no, I didn't eat that cat. I didn't do that. But no, it's like, she's like, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, she could just say like, yeah, I ate a cat. It was weird. I ate a cat. But she's like, I ate a cat and that's perfectly normal. Why you gotta be weird about me eating a cat? I eat cats. You know?
Mm-hmm. Nothing weird about that.
I eat cats.
So let's do the obvious thing is this is about race. When the white hippie people eat the cat and say kumbaya, nobody panics and tears their hair out. But when the Haitian immigrants do it, it's like, oh my God, right?
Oh, they're not eating a cat right now.
I don't think they're even doing it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they're even doing it.
No, they're not.
It's not even true, right?
From like 20 years ago, I've seen pictures of them sacrificing goats to some kind of a god. But I don't... That's not eating a cat. That's still not eating a dog or a cat. Which I would love to try.
I think they should be like, welcome to our country. We don't waste anything either.
Right. Well, I wonder what they do with the goat when they're done. I mean, this is old footage. Okay, yeah. But, mm-hmm. So do you, Santeria, that's it. See, it's a good thing we unbanned Stupid Demon Baby. Because that's a real answer in the chat. Is Rel Gibson hot or not?
Rel Gumson, don't ask me that, man.
I just need to know because I haven't seen this person.
I know you wouldn't find find her absolutely disgusting.
Repugnant. Just a nasty fucking hippie bitch. I bet her butthole stinks and she's no good.
Come on, why you gotta say it? I'm no comment, man.
What about eating the cats and dogs? What does that do for your complexion?
This is about the cat-eating person also loving Trump. And the only person who admits to cat-eating and says that it's a good thing is actually the Trump person. That's the thing that people need to get out of this. Not is she hotter. I mean,
I'm just trying to do some extra math. I'm looking down the...
Sign up to her OnlyFans.
Well, because here's the thing. If she's hot, then she's got a lot more power and there's something else being a magnet for people to the cat-eating business.
Oh. What makes her so popular? Good question. It's hard to say. It's a comedy act, kind of like Andy Kaufman. She's halfway serious, sticking to the bit till you get freaked out by it.
Yes.
And I think that's her source of popularity and how she was able to promote this cult so effectively, because it would be rage bait, it would be this or that, and she would stick to the bit. And the cat thing, though, I mean, they really skinned and ate that cat, man. She was wearing the skin on her belt. It was there.
How recently?
I don't know if they necessarily ate it, but she did wear it as a belt.
How recently did they do that?
Oh Lord, this was like 2 or 3 years ago. This was pretty recent. This is like coming with the rise of TikTok, right?
And about how old is she?
I don't know. I would say 30s.
So
that's just a guess.
Maybe she's been eating cats before. And now she's been like, you know what? Nobody else eats cats. I can probably make a gimmick of this. I can do something with this. I can eat a cat. I'll skin a cat.
Like, I think they all ate the cat. I think they all ate the cat.
Well, like in a ritual?
Yeah, well, probably not. Probably just like, here, try this. That's weird. You know, actually, here's the thing. I think also the idea that eating... I'm gonna come out and say it. I'm going to like make myself into sound like a cat eater here. But the idea of eating cats and dogs being forbidden or taboo is something that has never fucking existed through. It's so recent, especially Western. In Spanish, there's a common idiom, passing the cat off as a rabbit. And that's what you say to someone who's like bullshitting you. You're passing the cat off as a rabbit, because people would just sell a cat as a rabbit, cat meat as rabbit meat in the markets there.
And what do you know? It's got those little haunches. It's the right shape. Fuck it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. I'm eating a cat rabbit. Cat rabbit slims.
Yeah. And then I think it was just this year that they got rid of eating dog from, what, Indonesia or Korea? I don't know.
No, yeah, they took it off the menu.
And that's, you know... that's the taboo that they're that the Trump campaign is trying to manipulate people with. Like, ooh, you really love your cats, right? Well, look who's gonna take away their sacred human status, right? Near human status.
What do you think about eating a human?
About eating a human?
What's your status?
Now that's where this discussion goes, because you said some stuff at the start where about you, like when I came on and you were like talking about animal abuse and your dead cat, and I'm like, damn, I'm glad he's playing a little music to let that fucking fade off for a second before you introduce me. I was like, holy shit. But no, what I've read is that a lot of people think all animals, and this vegans type, this is like a vegan thought, is that all animals should be at that same level of, they should be just as sacred, all the same taboos should apply as humans, so too all to animals. So I don't eat the animals, right? That's the vegan. Oh, if you eat an animal, wouldn't you eat a human, right? And this is anytime I'm talking to vegans and I'm trying to provoke them into like Discord or Twitter war, it would be like, well, you know, and I'm just joking around, right? But it would be like, yeah, I've eaten human. I'm a real carnivore, right? Not these pussy ass carnivores who only eat. And there are people out there who like go after legal human meat, right? Like, in some places you can get it and you can try it.
How do you get it without killing a guy?
You're interviewing me like I did, but no, people will have amputations or they'll gift their body to the restaurant or something. You're allowed to cut your own arm off, right? And no one's going to stop you.
Have it like surgically amputated so that somebody could eat it. Like this is going to like having a fucking medical procedure so that your buddy can have an unforgettable dinner.
There are legal ways to get it. Okay, and it's, I don't really know the answer to the question, but there are legal ways to get it and eat it legally and have it, like this is Bob Burgers, right? But
do they eat people at that establishment?
You didn't know that? That was like the Bob's Burger pilot, is that they're actually taking meat from the morgue to save money, and the word gets out and it actually creates an influx of people who are wanting that.
Want that.
Yeah, they want that.
I want that meat. That human meat. What kind of a guy eats people?
The carnivore or the adventurous eater, right?
I would guess that, you know what, dude? You know what hasn't happened yet, but it's about to happen, is there's going to be some fucking I eat people TikTokers out there. Like, I eat human meat.
I feel like that. Okay, so I've had this realization after reading about the TikTok leaker who explained the giant teddy bear button. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so the giant teddy bear button is on the back end of TikTok that certain people in the company can press if they find an account that interests them. And they'll boop. It's called the heating tool. They press that button, and that account is now famous and viral no matter what they do.
Yeah, so I have heard about this, and I heard something about people were pressing their own heating buttons.
They may have. I'm not sure exactly how the leak happened, but that's the kind of thing that would cause the leak. And the reason for it to exist, however, is the giant teddy bear is explained by the giant teddy bears in the carnival. Now, if you've ever been to a carnival, you've seen someone carrying around a giant teddy bear. And how did they win the unwinnable game? Well, the guy running the stall wants people to think the game is winnable. So when someone comes up who doesn't look like they should win, who doesn't have, who is just kind of the dumbest looking guy at the carnival, they're like, here, if you just hit it once or twice, I got you a teddy bear. So he gets the teddy bear, right? He wins the teddy bear.
Yeah, I get it. It's to hook you on the dopamine of...
No. It's to hook everyone who sees him with the teddy bear.
Sure.
They think they can do it, right?
Yeah, we can all do it because there's teddy bears walking around.
So what happens then is you have the kind of top content creators we have now who are absolutely there because they don't deserve it. And they want people to think that it's obtainable.
Are you like pissed about this or what's going on?
No, it actually, if I may, you know, in the past, right, I've looked at like these talentless hacks, basically, who they have top of Twitch, top of all these.
They're everywhere.
You watch them trying to get what it's all about, and there's nothing there.
Sure, it's completely without substance, and they happen to be like at the top.
They're there so that everyone watches them, thinks they've got it too.
Yeah. Right?
So they go and do their stream.
Yeah.
And they just, their stream is just of the same quality. Why aren't they getting famous? Let's keep going. And they're drawn into it.
So the teddy bear button, what's the point of that? Why are we talking about this?
Well, it's just a thing that, you know, we were on the topic. How do some of these people get famous, right?
And we're talking about this bitch eating cats and dogs. And what, did somebody push her teddy bear button?
Probably.
Eating a cat.
Also, it's the cat stuff. The cat stuff really. Now, that stuff is more, I would say, like Aiden Ross, XQC. I don't know if these names mean anything to you. XQC beefed with an actual comedian. I don't know if you ever watched the H3 podcast or whatever, but like all his comebacks were terrible. It was the most cringe, horrible thing the internet had ever witnessed. And it just showed this guy to be talentless, unfunny, blah, 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 blah. But what does it matter? You know, he's not there for it being show business. He's there as their teddy bear guy, you know?
Well, you know what is funny? Is the Internet Chronicle video game, because that shit is based on the Chronicle.su, which is the fucking Cimmerillion of satire and... the game is of it and about it and drawing from it, and it's trying to fucking do something. And all these assholes, they got the teddy bear button pushed for them. That's great. Good for them. I don't give a fuck. Like, we're actually trying to make a quality product. And when you do so, when that's your goal, It's pretty normal not to get recognized and not to be like at the top or even approaching the top or considered for the top. And like, they're not even going to see you enough to give you a teddy bear button anyway. But that's not why you do something. I think King Cobra was the one who was saying, like, you don't do it because you're trying to get likes or get popular or get money. That's money. A bonus. No,
well, he does that. That's so ironic. That's rich coming from him, when the only time he streams, he's like, yeah, I'm in the negative again. You don't have to donate, but if you do, it's appreciated. Like, he needs it. He has nothing to say, and he just sits there saying, like, shout out this, shout out that, thanks for the money, and he'll do that. So, like, that's rich coming from him. Because
okay, that, well, what,
it's true.
He lives in a trailer. True. He's not like sitting on a fucking ivory tower.
It is so true that going down that road is, it was a potato penguin. That is most definitely what's up.
Well, I'm trying to wrap it up here, and I don't want to go down this fucking road of sad old
of selling
Josh in a trailer.
Being the sellout.
Dude, who are we to talk about this fucking retard in a trailer that does a thing and gets some donations every once in a while? He gets some whiskey in the mail. Who gives a fuck?
You can't say that about him. Come on.
No, I'm saying he's, like, what do we care what he's doing? Let him list off some names of people that donated. I think he hadn't done it since April anyway. That's 5 months he went without doing that. Like, let's cut him some slack. Give him some room to make mistakes, you know? What do I give a fuck? My point is we're doing something. And what we're doing, are you drunk? Like, we're doing a thing, and like, we're talking about people that aren't. And so my point is, as we wrap it up, we've actually done something, and it's out, and you can play it, chronicle.su/chronicletrigger. It's hyphenated. Chronicle Trigger's hyphenated. And or you can just go to the Internet Chronicle and read the fucking read the top of the page, because it's right there, and you can click on it. If you can click on a link, you can play a free game that is about the shit that you're listening to right now. Hate Radio, Radio Hate, brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated. We should do a shout-outs thing where we just beg for money.
King Cobra style. That's not my favorite videos he does.
I've never seen one.
Videos he does.
But
well, obviously,
Jessica Boyle,
you have it.
Is our new But am I on the outs because I haven't witnessed some guy doing a run-of-the-mill shout-outs video?
No. Well, I mean,
you know what I think? I think that this shit is kind of boring, and it's easy to get sucked into it because it's like a drama and it's like trailer park people fighting. But if you just pull it back, you know, this is kind of a sad existence, and at least we're doing something, because thank God it's not that, you know? Like, at least we're creating something you can put your hands on. You know, you create works in writing, and you have something to show for your time that isn't just, Jessica's crazy, and she's at my apartment in Casper again. What a miserable fucking existence.
He's working on his album. He's making an album. He he makes wands. Yeah.
He's got the wand factory.
You know what? He's doing real effort there to make something. And he's doing it. A lot of the times he does those begging videos, and yeah, he's one to talk about keeping it pure. But he also, you know, he also does real shit too. So you know, it's funny. It's hilarious stuff. His jokes, his comedy.
Now listen to Kilgore extending an olive branch. He's hilarious. Yeah, no, he does Goth Dangerfield, and
he takes
his dick out and sticks it in a crazy woman every once in a while when she comes to visit him. This is that kind of show. This is Radio Hate. Bill, thanks for playing the game. Did they give you?
Oh, it's my pleasure. No. I would tell y'all, get on the Chronicle SU, click on the game up at the top, Chronicle Trigger demo, and play it. See if you can't find your way down into the sewers and then into the tunnels, and then next thing you know, you're in the Nether, and there's piglins there. Now, that's Minecraft, but it's similar to that. It's constant descent into hellish and increasingly hellish places.
And at the end of
it, demo.
They give you a teddy bear. It's just a demo, and you get a teddy bear. And
carrying that giant teddy bear around, you fucking mark, so that everybody else thinks they can win, and all gonna make big money tonight.
No,
that's what's up.
We've got some strategies on how to play the lottery coming up after this. But as we go out, let's pray for Mel Gibson to get her fucking some nourishment for her body and soul, and I hope somebody loses a house cat tonight so that her cult can eat. What are they doing right now? Are they out in the woods eating at the moment, or are they like living normal lives in some suburb?
Living normal lives.
Fucking knew it, man. These fair weather cult leaders that won't even live in the forest full time. Like, you gotta commit to it, lady. And this documentary, is it? Do you think it's gonna be not very good for them?
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it.
But it's out, right? You can watch the
reality show. Yeah, I think it's gonna give them plenty of money.
And so the documentary, do they address the cat eating on Netflix?
I told you I didn't watch it. I haven't seen it.
But you haven't picked up whether they do or not?
No, I have no idea. No idea.
It better come up. If people are going to take the... Whatever. I'm not telling people to watch that shit. You should... I would tell people to watch Josh do a... Like, make mead before I recommended watching this cat-eating lady.
Oh, yeah. He said that the Oreo Coke is pretty good, and it kind of tastes like an Oreo, and that the bottle is very goth because it has a black label and a black cap. That's what he thinks of the new Oreo Coke. Saved you guys like 7-minute video there. You're welcome.
I think all product labeling should just be black with white lettering, so it's extra goth. I want to feel cool when I'm opening a loaf of bread. I want it to have like chains hanging off of it and black. I'm stalling because I can't find the music. So anyway,
rainbow stalling.
Thanks again, Axis Flip, for sponsoring the website and the money, and we continue to stall tonight on Hate Radio. Oh, there it goes. Legal Joker Incorporated, accessflip.com, chronicle.su. Thanks for a great show, Kilgore.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
And we out.